While Tufts University has found its new president, other Boston area schools are still looking. The UMass system, Suffolk University, and several other New England schools have searches underway. Experts in the field say it's difficult these days to find the right person with the right chops to be a college president. Joining us now to explain the headhunting process is Stephen Trachtenberg, who specializes in education at the executive search firm Korn Ferry International in Washington, D.C. Stephen Trachtenberg joins us this morning from Madrid. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Let me ask you, do you agree with the notion that it's hard to find the right person these days to head a major university? And if so, why?
It's always been hard. It's harder now. The pool of candidates is more shallow than it was in the past. More and more people from logical positions, provosts and vice presidents of universities, are declining to become presidents. They see that it's a contact sport, being a president, and they have more pleasure and less pain by being a dean or a vice president than they would as a president.
So there's reluctance to take a promotion.
That's exactly right. A lot of people who are scholars at heart and who went into university administration out of a hope of enhancing a university from an academic point of view, see the university presidencies increasingly focused on resource development rather than on the affairs of the mind and ideas and scholarship, research, teaching, the kinds of things that people in universities are committed to.
At the moment, in our area, the University of Massachusetts system is looking for someone to replace its retiring president, Jack Wilson. Suffolk University in Boston is looking for a new president. So are the universities of Connecticut and Maine. Are all of these schools in direct competition with one another, or is there a difference in what a small private school like Tufts is looking for versus a huge public system like the University of Massachusetts?
Well, and you left out Roger Williams
in Rhode Island,
Sacred Heart University in Connecticut, and so on. Look, there are 4,400 colleges and universities in the United States, and at any given time, some considerable portion of them are looking for new leaders. It is mostly a statistical happenstance that so many are vacant right now in the greater Boston area. They do search in different pools. You want a slightly different skill set to be the leader of the University of Massachusetts than you would of a small liberal arts college. That said, it is not unusual for a research university to reach into a good liberal arts college and bring a president up into the presidency. So, it would not shock somebody if the president of Williams or Amherst were to be named the president of the University of Massachusetts. Now, as luck would have it, the president of Amherst has just left to become the head of the New York Public Library. But these things, this turnover goes on all the time. You want somebody with a more huggy personality for a small liberal arts college. You want somebody with a background in research and scholarship for a research university. Tufts, for example, in appointing its new president, wanted to underscore its commitment to the sciences.
What do universities typically tell you as the top quality they want in a new leader?
Well, the thing they don't say, well, sometimes they say, but, they do it with a tongue-in-cheek, is they want a big fundraiser. They don't like to admit that, but the truth is money turns out to be the mother's milk of academic enhancement. You can't build a great university without cash. Look at the setback that momentarily affected Harvard when they lost a couple of $1 billion in their endowment. Now, you can come back, and Harvard had so much money, and it had so much resilience and so much strength that it has come back and will come back, and the endowment will grow again. But money is always at the top of everybody's list, the ability to raise it. But beyond that, to invest it, to spend it wisely, to build the culture of the institution, to build the infrastructure of the institution.
You know, given all you've said, I'm wondering, as my last question, is the search for college presidents or college chancellors taking longer these days than it did in the past?
No, it takes about 6 to 8 months under almost all circumstances, largely because the process is collegial, consultative. You have a search committee representatives of all the community, the stakeholders, faculty, students, staff, alumni, trustees, every conceivable campus group, and all of them want people who are committed to the sciences, the humanities, the social sciences. They want people who are committed to the alumni. They want people who are committed to athletics, to drama. So we are all looking for people to serve as presidents who can walk on water. People who can walk on water, have our values, believe in what we believe in, and have a vision for the institution, and, of course, to come back where I began, raise money.
Well, Stephen Trachtenberg, good luck in your search for people to head all these institutions, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Not at all. Thank you for the opportunity.
Stephen Trachtenberg is an advisor with the executive search firm Korn Ferry International and is former president of the University of Hartford and George Washington University.